Okay, good morning. Today I want to share with you an intensive outreach and screening drive in response to a cluster of syphilis cases that we had in Milwaukee. I'm representing Paul Biedrzycki today and Ermeen Reitel from the Milwaukee Health Department. So I would also like to acknowledge our other staff at the Milwaukee Health Department. There are no financial disclosures that I need to make. So what prompted the blitz? First, what is a blitz? If you go back to your history class and think of Blitzkrieg, and think of the strategy that was used by the Germans where they just saturated areas and bombed areas and then tried to get rapid control and intensive control of an area, that's the same strategy. So we used the blitz in our strategy. Of course, we had different target and we had different resources to share. But in August of 2013, the Milwaukee Health Department documented a 52% increase in the number of early syphilis cases in the city. So where we generally get about 3 to 6 cases of syphilis, we had gotten 19 cases of syphilis that month. So with EpiIntelligence and coupled with prompt case analysis, we're really able to target heterosexual transmission occurring in individuals focusing on 2 rental units in the city of Milwaukee. The areas surrounding, these are the 2 buildings that we targeted. These 2 buildings were known by law enforcement, by the health department, as areas where there's extensive prostitution and very heavy drug trafficking activities. So our D-Day, our blitz, was conducted on Friday, September the 6th. Here's an example of the flyers that we used to saturate the community, saturate the building, let people in the area know that we were coming in. We posted these flyers throughout the units and through stores, and we made sure that they were readily available in the community before we even conducted the blitz. Preparation and partnership. This was really critical. We really needed the help and the support. We put together a blitz team. CDS is communicable disease specialists. We had communicable disease specialists, PHNs, public health nurses, and we had medical students from the University of Wisconsin that also participated. We worked very closely with the administration and with our associate medical director in putting this team together. The Milwaukee Police Department was also involved in our blitz activity. We also got involved with the laboratory, worked very closely with them. We had to really reach out to the property owners and the building managers to let them know what kind of activities were going to be occurring in their buildings. So the intent of the blitz was to provide effective and targeted education to the residents, and we wanted to saturate the surrounding area with that too. So here's a sample of our syphilis fact sheet and our HIV fact sheet. These were put together by the department. They're probably on the 7th or 8th grade reading level, and we have these available if you'd like to get copies. We also have them for other STDs, chlamydia, and other resources too. So just contact me at the end of the presentation and I'll forward you copies. We also wanted to make sure that we were able to do screening. Our associate medical director wrote a prescription for a nurse to take Bicillin out into the field, so we wanted to do some field-delivered therapy as well. Our response. Okay, we really initiated our blitz at the housing complex. We were really trying to do extensive educational outreach and syphilis testing. We were really looking at trying to hit every rental unit occupant that we could. We wanted to make sure that we were available to Johns visiting the area, the sex workers who might have been living in the area or in that area, and we definitely wanted to get visitors seeking drugs in that area as well. Logistically, safety first was really critical. We used the buddy system. Our team wore blue Milwaukee Health Department t-shirts and their ID badge. The police department knew that we were going to be wearing that. The building managers knew. The residents could identify us on the street. Anybody that was involved in illegal activities or in the area probably knew, okay, the health department is in the neighborhood. So we had basically one team for each of the buildings, and the staff worked together. They monitored and helped each other out to avoid any dangerous situations. And it was nice having a multidisciplinary approach with, we tried to mix it up with somebody with some epi background, so we used a communicable disease specialist, and maybe mix that person with a public health nurse, so we had somebody with a strong clinical background. We did the same thing with a medical student, somebody with some epi background and the medical student. So we tried to have a medical student in each of the buildings and a nurse in each of the buildings along with the epi staff. Our communicable disease specialists, public health nurses, and UW medical students were part of that team. We had one team leader outside each of the buildings at all times. We coordinated resources, facilitated communication between the buildings. We were able to talk to the building managers, find out who's in the area, where they were having sex outside the buildings, what was going on, where drugs were exchanged, things like that. One of the building owners came by. He was really concerned. He had to be educated, and he had to be kind of talked down a couple of levels a little bit during the whole blitz, but he was really pretty good with it by the end of it. But after the buildings were blitzed, the units came together, and we kind of set up a little mini lab, and it was right in front of the building on the top. So basically, we just had a small hatchback, opened up the hatchback, and set up a lab right there. Once we were finished with the buildings, we started to saturate and spread out a couple of blocks in each direction to pull people in and let them know that we had testing available. You can see this area, it was directly across the street from our mini lab. And in this area, there were probably about 20 or 30 people hanging out, drinking beers, partying. And this was on a Friday, early Friday evening. So our outputs, we educated 200 individuals residing in the complexes and on the street and the community and the neighborhood. We provided education, STD literature. We offered syphilis testing and condoms to those that we outreached to. In the end, our output, we tested 53 people for syphilis in several hours. We had a rate of 5.6. We didn't find any new primary or secondary cases of syphilis, but we felt that we really had an impact in raising awareness and following up on those that did have a prior history. We distributed close to 1,000 condoms, male condoms, female condoms, and dental dams. This is the demographics for the people we reached. The age range was about 13 through 69 of those that we tested. The mean age was about 34, median 29, predominantly African American, and just a little bit more male than female. Our outcomes for this action. We were able to treat two early cases of syphilis, one that was pregnant. So both of these cases were known to the health department. They were both resistant about coming back. They were not compliant. So we were able to get out and get those two cases treated in the field. We were able to report one case of suspected child abuse and neglect to Wisconsin Department of Children and Family Services, due to the input that we got from a building manager that was chatting with us during the course of the investigation. So the impact. We provided community education, STI, HIV, and other issues. Clients had issues and concerns about other public health issues, bed bugs, immunizations, where they can go for care. So we had to have other resources available for them. We were able to do on-site, able to provide easy access to syphilis testing, counseling, and referrals. So we kept a lot of people out of clinics. We saved a lot of time by being able to do the bloods in the field and get them checked in the field. So the impact. We prevented additional by reaching out to these two units. We feel we prevented additional and unmitigated spread of the disease between the two units. We also think that we prevented a potential child abuse neglect case in a family of three small children and a single mom. Okay, key lessons learned. First and foremost, we created a heightened awareness of syphilis, the risk in the buildings and in the area surrounding the buildings, the targeted neighborhood. We provided an opportunity to get residents tested without an appointment, so we had easy access for our residents. We enhanced community knowledge about syphilis, STDs, and HIV. We passed out resources where people could go get tested and checked for other STDs. We passed out condoms. We had other health public health information and resources for them. So we created an opportunity for Milwaukee Health Department in the promotion of other services, environmental health, our immunization department. Pre-planning was crucial in our lessons learned. This is the third district. We were working in the third district of Milwaukee, and this is District 3 crime report. I went back and looked at crimes occurring in the area because we wanted to have an awareness of what was happening. So this was for the period, you can see it just like a month before we visited. So you can see there were 205 assault cases, 113 burglaries. This is just in the month before. And what had happened, what had occurred, though, that the night before our blitz was the only homicide. And that happened right out in front of one of the buildings that we blitzed. So that occurred just hours before we went to do our blitz. And believe me, we were under surveillance. We were doing surveillance, but when we did our mini lab, there was somebody that we reached out to sitting in the car. I don't know if it was a gang member but one of our CDS approached that car and asked that person if they would like to, do you want to get tested? And she came back and reported to me that there was a handgun laying out on the front seat. So we were being watched, and somebody's territory was being watched also. So in addition to our surveillance, there was surveillance going on in the community too. Pre-visit research is important. Owner history, recent criminal activity. We can go in and look at property information. There's a link that we have in the City of Milwaukee and the Health Department, so we could find out what kind of code violations, what the occupancy rates were, how many flats were in a building, what kind of violations there might have been, property violations. So that really gave us an edge too, I think, going into our blitz. There was also value in pre-blitz scouting, going out in advance, finding the areas of the where there might be hangouts, finding areas where there were that looked like there might be trouble, or talking to business owners, talking to shop owners, so that we found some value in that as well. There was also value in having a well-rounded interdisciplinary team to provide information and education and resources. So as I said earlier, like having the nurse and the epi person, having the medical student, that really gave us a nice rounded way to really provide some solid outreach to the community. And that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Any questions?